Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So the Congress is being tested today, and it looks as though lawmakers have studied up on actually taking votes in the House and Senate. With procedural wrangling out of the way, will there actually be up or down votes on gun control legislation and immigration reform? Here's a clue. Yesterday, a number of GOP senators publicly announced they would not filibuster the first major gun control legislation to hit the Senate floor since 1993. That's our first test this morning for Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick from the Capitol. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So does the fact that some GOP senators say they're not going to filibuster mean that no GOP senators will be filibustering this gun legislation?
No, it doesn't mean that. And we have to slow down a little bit. We won't get too far into procedure. But what Republicans yesterday, many of them, said they wouldn't filibuster is the motion to get that bill on the floor. It does not mean that they won't filibuster once it's there. You got to get it off the floor once the bill's ready to pass or fail. And that really remains to be seen. This is the first hurdle, and there have been a couple of hurdles surmounted. One is several Republicans yesterday saying they won't support a bunch of conservatives, including Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, who wrote to Harry Reid saying, we're going to try to block this bill from getting on the floor. Looks like Harry Reid is going to have his 60 votes to get this bill on the floor tomorrow. There was another hurdle that was surmounted. Today, John, an announcement from a bipartisan group of senators, two to be exact, Joe Manchin, the pro-gun Democrat from West Virginia, and Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, the conservative Republican senator, appear to have reached a deal on a form of expanded background checks. This is the deal that Republicans and Democrats in small groups have been pursuing for well over a month, closer to 2 months, once it became clear that assault weapons bans and high-capacity clip bans were not going to work out in the Senate and won't pass, even though they probably will get a vote. They appear to have a deal. Now, the question is, yes, there's a deal on background checks for all commercial sales. This would mean gun shows. It does not cover giving someone a gun as a gift or transferring it within your family, and would basically expand it to gun shows, closing the gun show loophole to private to all commercial sales. That's a big deal, potentially, for getting a bill done. It does not tell you what will happen later in the House, however, and it doesn't tell you what happens after all the amendments are wrung out, after the debate on guns on the Senate floor, which will probably take place this week and all of next week. Can that bill get 60 votes, enough Republicans to get off the floor? Unanswered question.
But they do want to debate this. I mean, I think that's interesting. That is a step beyond the backroom dealings that we've seen for so long.
Yes, and several of those Republicans, including Lindsey Graham and others, said they probably won't support this bill. They'll probably vote against it, but let's get the debate out in the open. Look, a lot of Republicans have gone on record and are sensitive to the fact that the public seems to have digested what is become normal in the Senate, which is delay tactics and obstruction, and they don't want to be seen as standing in the way of even a debate when the president is in Connecticut with parents from Newtown sort of grabbing the mantle of doing something on gun control when the families appear to be on his side. Republicans probably don't feel pressure to vote for a bill, but they do feel some pressure to get it on the floor and not be seen as obstructing even a discussion of it.
Speaking of the president, is this a presidential budget that hits Capitol Hill today, or is it the sequester cavalry?
It's a little bit of both, and it's a problematic, interesting political document from the president with $1.8 trillion in debt reduction from the president proposed. Again, none of this is going to become law. There are lots of budgets floating around out there. There's the Ryan budget 2.0 that passed. There's the Democratic budget that passed before Easter, the Republican and Democratic positions. This is the president sort of striding in the middle saying, here's my – remember that grand bargain, guys? Remember that thing that we've been chasing for the last 2 years? I still want to do it, and here's what I'm offering. The Buffett rule. Let's increase taxes on the wealthy. Chain CPI. Let me take a political hit with liberals and cut Social Security benefits over the long term. And by the way, raise some Social Security taxes on some wealthier people. I'm willing to do these things that the liberals are already beating up on Obama for, even before the budget was released. I'm Mr. Grand Bargain. I'm Mr. Compromise. He's trying to provide a little island in the middle. Hey, Republicans, step on. Hey, Democrats, step on. Can it grab a majority of Congress and 60 votes in the Senate? We're a long way from knowing that.
Yeah, I can really tell Todd, that you think that that is going to work there from the White House. But that let's just move on. Can you explain how a senator gets his phone wiretapped and then the details that are coming out about Mitch McConnell, which are unbelievable, quite frankly?
Well, slow down. We don't want to get too far ahead of what we know about the secret recording of a Mitch McConnell campaign meeting in Kentucky in February. Now, you mentioned his phone was tapped. There's no evidence of that. And the term bugging or wiretapping is getting tossed around. Here's what we do know. The magazine Mother Jones, which is the same magazine that brought you the 47% comments from Mitt Romney back in the campaign.
Which wasn't a wiretap. That was somebody recording in a room.
That was a bartender recording in a room. And there is now a recording of Mitch McConnell and campaign aides. We do not know how that recording was made. Mother Jones won't say because they're protecting a source. Republicans are making this about illegal wiretapping. There isn't any evidence yet that it was wiretapping or that it was illegal. But you can hear a McConnell aide here talking about a potential opponent, Ashley Judd, the actress, who was considering challenging Mitch McConnell and how they wanted to go after her.
And again, she's clearly, this sounds extreme, but she is emotionally unbalanced. I mean, it's been documented. Jesse can go in chapter and verse from her autobiography about, you know, she suffered some suicidal tendencies. She was hospitalized for 42 days, and she had a mental breakdown in the 90s.
All stuff that's public, Ashley Judd has talked about it, is the fact that Mitch McConnell spoke about this or his aides spoke about this significant in any way?
There are questions yesterday, John, to Mitch McConnell himself. Is it appropriate for a campaign to be going after somebody's mental health status? Other parts of that tape, they're talking about her religious views. People, reporters yesterday, I was in that group, asking Mitch McConnell whether this was appropriate for his campaign. Here was his response.
Last month, they were attacking my wife's ethnicity. And then apparently also, unbeknownst to us at the time, they were bugging our headquarters. Quite a Nixonian move. This is what you get from the political left in America these days.
Did Mitch McConnell just call Mother Jones Nixonian?
He was actually referring to a left-leaning group in Kentucky. Later on said he wasn't accusing that specific group of this bugging or recording because nobody knows who did it. Mother Jones might know, but they're not saying because they're protecting a source. Republican operatives are spending their time concentrating on the illegal aspect of this recording, but we don't know yet if it was illegal, who did it, how did Mother Jones get it, was it a wiretap? We just don't know.
Where was this recording made?
In a campaign headquarters office in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, do they have a notification rule on recording?
Well, you cannot surreptitiously record somebody if you're not a party to the conversation, as I understand it. However, if somebody who was party to the conversation was secretly recording it, that's not illegal, even if they give it to a newspaper. You see, we have to find out more about this.
All right. Get right on it there, Todd. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent from the Capitol. Thanks.
Pleasure.